Crops are the only way to go, think again. If we want to help hunger in Africa, we have to fight the causes. There's plenty of food, let me tell you. So instead of building more enormous farms that help the foreign countries instead of the hungry ones, let's look at, say, equal rights and education and job training. And a better way to survive during droughts and plagues than genetically modified crops, and that is biointensive research. To start off, we'll hear from Travis English. Travis is a graduate student at the UW and went to Kenya to talk to the founder of a program called Common Ground. Part of the emphasis in Common Ground is helping women receive equal rights. Travis will first describe some of the inequalities women face in Kenya, and the founder of Common Ground will tell you about the movement that is trying to give them equal rights.
In Kenya, women have very few rights. They don't have the right to own land. So it's been really difficult for them. They've come up with some interesting schemes to stay on the land, but one of the issues is that they lost all the labor in that community to HIV/AIDS, and so they needed to change agricultural methods. They were using conventional methods, which are chemical intensive, and they, one, couldn't afford those anymore. They were depleting the nutrients from their soil.
You have women's rights. Under women's rights, we are trying to help women to take back their rightful. So when the husbands pass on, the relatives of their husbands, they always come in and they want to take away their property. So we are trying to do that. We are linked up with an organization called Action, Urgent Action, that provides free legal services to women. So far we've managed to save property for two women.
Now, I am a big fan of education, but I, like anyone else, admit that education as a priority changes when basic needs aren't met, like food. But a school program in Kenya shows us how education can actually help solve hunger.
We have a program, it's called Teach to Learn, for our high school students. When they're in high school, they come back here for 1 week. We call it a mentoring week. They spend a week here, they're taught about farming. They're taught about how to behave, how to study, to be effective communicators, perform well in schools. So when the high schools are off, they go back to the communities to teach what they've learned in school. The idea here is to give them a room to give back to the communities where they come from, where they hail from.
Another solution to the hunger crisis is biointensive agriculture. And this is not using genetically modified crops, but as a method of helping farmers grow healthy crops during plagues and droughts.
Besides the school, we have Common Ground, which is an NGO, it's a non-profit. One component is biointensive. Are we training communities on how to grow their own food using local resources? Since I started the program, we've been able to reach 44,700 farmers in East Africa. That's Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, but the majority are Kenyans.
And so through the Grow Biointensive training, they've learned to produce a wider variety of crops that improve their health. So they grow a lot of amaranth, which suppresses some of the effects of HIV/AIDS, and they're able to produce a little extra for market. And so they're actually making money now, and they're producing almost all the food they need to eat and a very complete diet right there on the farm. It's amazing, yeah.
There are so many causes of hunger that GMOs specifically do not fix. So instead, let's give and volunteer with organizations that can help. Here are some tips from Travis and the founder of Common Ground on who to give to.
Yeah, so I met up with the Kenyan Biodiversity Coalition, and they are a group of 75 organizations, all representing all sorts of different sectors. from farmer groups to faith-based groups to human rights to environmental groups, social justice groups. As for supporting organizations in African countries, a lot of them do need support in many different ways. They're always in need of financial support. They're always in need of information.
We value partnership with different organizations. Manor House, that's to me, that's a reference resource. Anytime I'm stuck, I always rush and say, okay, can I borrow a car? Can I have this? Can I have a student? Sometimes we get students on attachment. And we end up, some of them, we end up employing them here. Or some of them, we end up linking the students to other organizations. This year, we'll be taking 4 students from Kipkaren River Training College on attachment. They'll be working in different communities. So that's how we kind of link and do our work. So I would say I'm proud of Manor House. I'm part of Manor House. I'm part of Ecology Action, Sandra and the rest, and Shana. And I would say all the work you're seeing around, 90% of all the funding is as a result of the village volunteers. 90% is as a result of village volunteers. However small it is, but I would say it's a big organization. It's better than Bill and Melinda Gates, because it's targeting the really, really small-scale farmer, a child that would not go to school, that actually going to school.
You can go to seattleglobaljustice.org to find out more. Over and out, and happy activism.